Without communication equipment, and your product definitely belongs in that category, our commanders, whether of armies, regiments, or patrol detachments, would be blind and deaf, and victory would be impossible. I can tell you that your corporation and its head, Mr. T.R. McElroy, arose to an emergency in 1940, and by unusual ingenuity, determination, and efficiency, began production for the Signal Corps of badly needed equipment. The ink tape, the transmitter, the recorder which you produce has been used to instruct and qualify communication specialists, the radio operator, by the thousands for the vital duties of becoming the eyes and ears of the Army and of living up to the motto of the Signal Corps, which is, get the message through. Your equipment has been used in radio code classes throughout this country, and its value to our armed forces has been attested by commanders of all ranks. In producing this equipment, you were called upon to fulfill rigorous and exacting requirements. You had to make personal sacrifices and to work untiringly, but, as this pennant testifies, you and your employer have made full use of your time and equipment. Your plant has established and maintained effective management and engineering and fair labor standards. You have avoided production delays, and above all, you have kept your morale in high. We went into this war handicapped by lack of many things. We were far behind our enemies in many important weapons, but now we've caught up and we're forging ahead. And how were we able to accomplish this? Because you men and women, and millions like you on the production front throughout the country, formed an army mightier than the evil forces of Hitler and Tojo. You are making tools with which our fighting men will forge a complete and certain victory. And it is in the name of these fighting men that your government today expresses its gratitude through the presentation of this pennant.
Now we've come to the point in the ceremonies amidst the applause when Colonel Lawton, whose speech of presentation you've just heard, has presented the E flag to Mr. Ted McElroy, president of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, and to John Contini, Mr. McElroy's first employee, who is representing the employee group. Now it's being handed to the waiting color guard, and the color guard, of course, will hoist the flag up on a flagpole to music by the band.
Gentlemen of the plant, this is a proud day for you indeed, and I'm sure that your own president can best express the feelings of you all on receiving this great honor from the Army and Navy. I'm happy to present to you now your president, Mr. Ted McElroy.
Thank you very much. So many nice things have been said, but there doesn't appear to be very much left to be said. We, the workers of McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, are very proud that the Army and Navy have seen fit to honor us this way. We're not sure that we deserve it, but we're going to work awfully hard so as not to make the Army and Navy regret having so honored our workers. Not only are we honored in that way, but each and every worker, and I'm sure that a great many telegraph and wireless operators who may be hearing this broadcast, also rejoice with us that we have been fortunate in having with us the distinguished senator of Massachusetts, Senator David I. Walsh, and our governor, and we're all proud that the citizens of the state are represented by these gentlemen. In behalf of my fellow workers, I want to thank very sincerely the gentlemen of the Army who have come here today.